Father Jonathan Morris. He's going to discuss his latest book, God Wants You to Be Happy, From Self-Help to Help, God's Help. He is a Catholic priest and a Fox News analyst, Father John Morris. Seen him on the program many times on Fox, and he's going to debunk the notion that we need self-help books. That put a lot of people out of business, Father John.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. You know, talking spirituality is kind of a touchy subject when you try to just present information, but I think it's interesting because the self-help book industry is a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry. Why do you think folks just need God and not all the self-help?
Sure. Well, as the title suggests, God wants you happy. I do believe that that search for happiness that all of us have, and that sometimes is translated into the search for self-help books, is truly from God, and it's not a bad search. It's a good search, and I don't think the self-help industry itself is completely bad, and that's why in the subtitle, From Self-Help to God's Help, I think there's lots of what I call natural mechanisms that we have been given by God, like intelligence and like willpower and all of those things that certainly prepare us to receive God's grace. The idea of getting off the couch and doing something, that we could call that self-help, but it's a very good preparation for what I call the divine cure of faith, hope, and love, and really becoming not just happy from a sensorial point of view, but truly, genuinely happy. What's called in the Bible beatitude or joy, the spiritual joy. So I think self-help, unfortunately, has been divorced from the Creator, divorced from God, and therefore you need so many books because the first one doesn't quite give you the answer.
Father John Morris serves as a regular news contributor on Fox News and the Fox News Channel, where he offers ethical and moral commentary to regular news items. He also serves with the St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in New York City. He's the author of The Promise, which was published in 2008, and as we've been mentioning, his new book, God Wants You to Be Happy. Father Jonathan, it seems like a lot of folks out there are trying to find not so much the answer to joy in life, but how to find that answer. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, of course. It's not... I believe it's very simple, but not very easy. In other words, I think the answer of doing what we know we already need to do, actually doing that, because we have the gift of reason, we can discern that some things are good and some things are bad, but then turning over our life as well to a higher power, turning our lives over to God and recognizing our powerlessness over our bad habits, over our sin, over our addictions, over the memories of the past that still haunt us, all of those things. And I believe the way forward that I've outlined in this book, God Wants You Happy, is one way to do that. It's through the theological virtues, we call them, of faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. And I try to make that very practical.
You talk about a self-help framework. That's the big issue. Folks trying to help themselves when you've got not only the challenges in finding that joy, but you've got a family and you've got a job,
yeah,
and other things that you're trying to do, and trying to either find the motivation or the energy to try and self-help yourself. Where do you find that?
Well, I do believe that there are some hidden pearls of wisdom within even a atheistic or New Age style self-help industry, and little things that people advice that we can gather from these types of books. For example, taking time for reflection, doing speaking kind words, controlling positive thinking, all of those things. I don't believe it's it just comes purely from ourselves. I believe those mechanisms, those natural mechanisms, are God-given. But those things do prepare us, I would say, for a whole nother level of happiness, which I call beatitude.
The name of the book is God Wants You to Be Happy, From Self-Help to God's Help. We've been talking with Fox News Channel's Father Jonathan Morris. Appreciated your time. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.